Malawi is a small, landlocked, undeveloped country in Southeast Africa. The population is mostly rural and agricultural, but over the past 2 years, some of its music has begun to reach the wider world, in part because of Ian Brennan. 3 years ago, the San Francisco-based producer set up a portable radio studio to record a group of gospel singers called the Malawi Mouse Boys. This year, he brought the musicians to Los Angeles, where Beto Arcos talked to them.
The Malawi Mouse Boys took their name from the job they had when Ian Brennan found them while driving the back roads of southeastern Malawi.
In that little stretch of freeway where they live, there's a tradition where they sell mice on a stick as snacks, meals to the passing travelers. And it's quite a labor-intensive task. It requires that they get up before dawn and hunt the mice. And their primary competitor for the mice are wild boars and black mambo snakes, so it can be quite dangerous.
Brennan set up his gear near the road where they were working and asked one of them, Alfred Gabbana, to play and sing.
And he played it so quietly it was almost inaudible. But when he came to the chorus, this group of 20 kids that was pressing in from age 2 to age 18 or so all kicked in on the chorus in multi-part harmony, and the sun was literally going down. It was surround sound, one of the most musical moments I'd ever had in my life.
After they recorded that first song, Brennan asked Gabbana to invite other musicians to a session in his village a few days later. Brennan spent all day there, eventually zeroing in on a core group. The Malawi Mouse Boys grew up singing in the village church, where Sunday services stretch for hours. When Brennan recorded them in May of 2011, the four members were in their mid to late 20s. Lead singer Zondiwe says from the get-go, the group had no real expectations. Foreigners had come through before, expressing interest, but never followed through. Zondiwe, speaking through Joseph Nekwankwe, says Brennan came back with the CD.
Ian is not like that. He came back and saying, okay, I recorded your songs. He is your prophet.
The Malawi Mouse Boys make their own instruments. Their four-string guitar was built with sheet metal and tree limbs. They use plastic water coolers and bicycle spokes for percussion. But Brennan says the instruments are secondary.
Their voices are really the core. They have such a unity that I think is very similar to the Carter family or the Jackson 5, where it's familial. They've been singing together their whole lives. People that have developed their voices literally together, that have learned to listen together, have opened their ears to each other and with each other.
Getting their voices heard became a mission for Brennan. First, he got the CD released on a British label.
That no record had ever been released in any, you know, substantial way, given a real fair chance in the world. is so absurd when you think about the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of records that come out of Los Angeles and New York and London predominantly, mostly in English.
Then, last year, he took the Malawi Mouse Boys to England to perform at the WOMAD Festival. It was their first trip outside their country, and they sang in their native Chichewa language to an audience of more than 10,000 people. They also recorded a second album. Singer and percussionist Joseph Nkwankwe says it's a miracle they've come this far.
Maybe we can say it's a plan of God. Because to us, to reach where we are now, using these local instruments is not a joke. Because in our country, Malawi, we have got many people who are using electric guitars and instruments, but they didn't reach America.
Next year, they'll travel to Australia for the 2015 WOMAD Festival, and they hope to come back to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.